Israelites. Can you say amen? As God was bringing Israel out of, amen, their bondage into the land of promise. Hallelujah, praise God. Not only, praise God, was the way somewhat difficult because God would prove this nation whether or not they would obey him or not. And so, praise God, he allowed, amen, praise God, them, amen, to be hungry. Can you say amen? To be thirsty. Can you say thank you, Jesus? To have to learn to wait on the Lord. Because he wanted to teach this nation, amen, that man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of the God. He would teach Israel, praise God, that you got to wait on me. He would teach them that you got to lean on me. He would teach them, praise God, don't put your trust in any other, but only rely, amen, on me. Can you say thank you, Jesus? And so, praise God, by way of, amen, the lessons that, amen, God had to teach Israel, it would take to get, amen, the lesson taught. How many know that a lot of times the things that God teaches us, amen, it takes him some time, amen, praise God, not because, amen, praise God, that he is slowful, but because sometimes we have difficulty in learning the lessons that we need to learn. Can we say amen? Amen, praise God. And so sometimes, praise God, we are a little while getting together what God wants to communicate to us. But God had shown Israel, praise God, beginning from the time of their deliverance, praise God, that he was able to bring them out. Amen, because they had been in bondage for a long time. But amen, praise God, in the space, amen, praise God, of 10 miracles, amen, God ended 430 years of bondage to bring out a nation of people, amen, and set them free in a wilderness. You ought to praise him today. Can you say amen? Here to let you know, praise God, that even when God is working in your behalf, even when God is bringing about your deliverance, even when God is bringing you to that place that he promised you, amen, don't expect that always men will be in your favor. Can you say amen? Just cause God is opening a door, just cause God is making a way, just because God land, it doesn't mean that everybody's going to bid you Godspeed and encourage you along the way. Indeed, amen, praise God, there will be some that will not come to meet you, amen, to encourage you. Can you say amen? Amen. They will always tell you, I see God is working in your life. They will always tell you, amen, I see God is making you stronger. They will always tell you to hold on because God's going to do just what he said he would do. They will always tell you that. Can you say amen? There will be times, praise God, amen, praise God, when even those, hallelujah, praise God, that should be close, can you say amen? Amen, praise God, won't encourage. Can you say amen? Even, praise God, sometimes men will come out against you as the Ammonites came out against Israel. They didn't come out, amen, to strengthen. They didn't to make it to the land of Canaan, but rather they came out to hinder, they came out to, amen, stop and to impede the progress of the people of God. But how many know, if God promised to take you somewhere, he's able to deliver on his promise. How many know, if God promised word come out against them to hinder them. And amen, praise God. They wanted to stop them, wanted to block them, wanted to turn them around. Amen, praise our God, to the degree that they sent and hired. Amen, praise God, a soothsayer. Can you say amen? They sent for Balaam. Amen, and told Balaam, hallelujah, come and curse me this people. Amen, they've come out of bondage, but I need you to curse them because they're about to eat up the whole land. Can you say amen? And so, praise God, amen, Balak, hallelujah, praise God, was hired. Amen, Balak hired Balaam to come and to curse Israel. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen, but in, hallelujah, the attempt of, hallelujah, amen, Balaam, praise God, amen, to do what, hallelujah, Balak wanted to be done, he got a revelation. Can you say amen? Can you say thank you, Jesus? For every time he tried to curse, amen, Israel, no matter what place he tried to curse them from, God continued to turn that curse into a blessing. Can you say amen? Amen. He tried, amen, to curse them when he could see the whole encampment of Israel. Can you say amen? But God wouldn't let him be cursed. Can you say thank you, Jesus? He said, okay, if you can't curse them all, amen, I'll look on a few of them. Amen, just curse a few of them. Can you say amen? But God would not allow even a few of them to be cursed. Tell your neighbor, it's a good thing to belong to God. It's a good thing to have God on your side. Because even, amen, praise God, if you just a little bit of a number of God's people, God's still going to cover you. He's still going to protect you. He's still going to make a way out of no way. Looking down over Israel. Don't worry about those men that have positions and authority above you. You ain't got nothing to worry about, because as high as a man may rise, there is still a God above him. You better praise him today. Don't matter how much power and authority a man may have. There is
brother, here's the thing. When God do stuff for you, he wants you to remember. Amen. against it. All you gotta do is think on the cross. All you gotta do is remember where you're put. Be killing up them sad rags. Yeah. You say, thank you, Jesus. God, give you some glad rags. You change your garment.
Thank you.
You say, thank you, Jesus. Anybody know God don't want you walking around wearing? Amen. Praise God. No depression. Take that off. He don't want you wearing no human being. Take that off. And yes, say, thank you, Jesus. He don't want you wearing no hopelessness. Looking down, never looking up. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. He don't know that. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. He gave you some glad stuff. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Can you let me give you some good stuff? Amen. Praise God. To put on. So you destroy your stuff. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. So the world can see. Amen. A blessing that you are as they look at you. The preacher.
Come on.
I'm telling you, when we know the love of God, we don't fear the curses.
Yes, Lord.
That's
right. Amen. Yes, Lord.
Yes, and thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
So don't let them upset you. Don't let it upset you. What are you upset for? Can you say thank you, Jesus? If you know the Lord loves you, can you say thank you, Jesus? Men can curse. Can I say amen? Amen. Praise God. I think his name was Shabil, I think. Amen, but y'all been checking out. But anyhow, when David was, amen, praise God, amen, on the run, so to speak, he walked along beside him on the high place. And he was just cursing and cursing. Joab said, let me go take his head off his shoulders. And he can't curse you like that. But David said, let him go. If God allowed it, then let him go. Then he said, thank you, Jesus. So don't try to pick up vengeance.
That's right. Lord,
don't pick up no rock.
Amen.
Just let it alone.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. And leave it alone.
Yay!
Yeah. Yeah. Leave it alone. Because God can't handle it. And he can handle it better than you. So you need to just leave it alone. So we are not afraid. I'm not afraid of the condemnation of men because everybody, amen, will not push you to your goal. Can you say amen? But don't worry about that because the Lord loves you. He will turn your mourning into dancing. Amen, praise God. He will change and turn your curse into a blessing. The reason I praise him and the reason I give him glory is because I remember all the times, amen, that he didn't leave me, amen, praise God. When he stood there with me and he let me know, I'm not going to forsake you because I love you. And because I love you, let him curse, but I will return the curse into a blessing. God bless you.